neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
His Abba was asking him very complicated question, such as if one should give one-tenth maaser and salt. It is a very technical question. Why is it a technical question? Why?
You're talking about maaser of salt?
Yes. Esav was asking his Abba if salt needs maaser or not. Salt needs maaser?
No.
Why? How do you know?
Because they use it on the mizveah.
No, what difference does it make? Salt? Do you need to give maaser? What type of things you need to give maaser?
The grains.
Where that grows from there?
Ground.
Right?
Yes.
Those say?
Yes. Salt is a chemical.
So why he would ask such a question? It goes without saying that he doesn't need maaser.
He wanted to show to his father that he is such a tzaddik that even he wants to give maaser of the salt.
No, he was asking halachically if salt needs maaser or not. But it goes without saying whether that is not grown from the ground, you don't give maaser, right? Yes?
Yes.
So why was he asking such a question? Doesn't make sense.
So he didn't know, so he asked.
Esav? No, he was a Talmid Chacham.
How could he?
Yeah, he was in yeshiva with Yaakov till age of Bar Mitzvah. Same yeshiva they went to.
So he knew
what
happened?
Yes. They went to the yeshiva of Noah's son?
Shem Va'eber? Yes. They both, you know, they attended in yeshiva. Yitzhak Avner Alav Shalom, he paid lots of tuition for the yeshiva, for both of them. How would he ask such a question?
He was testing his father.
No, you cannot say he was testing his father, because that would be a very ridiculous question, because it goes without saying, whether that is not grown from the ground, you don't give maaser.
So he wanted to start something, he wanted to talk to his father.
You follow what the problem here is? Because for Esav to ask such a question, it's nonsense. Yeah. So Harav Shalat Bar Rabin explains what was Esav actually was asking. You know about the Lot's wife, what happened to her, right? Lot's wife? Yeah, what happened to her? She became a stack of salt.
So he wanted to ask Yitzhak if Lot paid the
maaser
of that.
Harav Shalat Bar Rabin explains that every day the cows would come and they would eat up all the salt every day. And then again it would be grown from the ground, the same thing. Every day would happen such a thing. The cows would come and eat up the salt. And then all of a sudden you see another bundle of the salt. So that's what Esav was asking his Abba. This salt that is grown from the ground, miraculously, do we give maaser or not? That's what he was asking. Not the regular salt. He was asking the question about Lot's wife's salt, that if it needs maaser or not. See what the Chacham he was? Super Chacham.
No, but really.
What was the answer understand. If it grown from the
say?
Ground? I didn't understand the point. I didn't get it.
No, the salt that was created instead of Lot's wife, it was grown from the ground. It was not a regular salt. So he was asking this special salt. Yes, this is. No, Melas. No, Lot.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.